For office for sale, we launched Alveo Financial Tower in September of last year. It is in Makati along Ayala Avenue. It's now 63% taken up. And the Styles West Tower in Circuit Makati at 41% take up. Again, very strong demand for office space for sale in Makati and fringes. For shopping centers, we continue to expand our gross leasable area. Last year, we added 8% to the portfolio at 1.45 million square meters, or about 124,000 square meters, broken down into Solenad, 40,000, UP, 23,000, Sirin in Tagaytay at 11, Circuit Lane in Makati at 12, Atria in Iloilo at 8, Legazpi is just the initial, I think, 3,000, and the expansion of Trinome and Marquee at 27,000. These are some visual representations of what we launched during the year. Occupancy rate remained good at 94% on average, despite the fact that we have newly opened malls. This is already the blended rate of occupancy, but lease out rate is much higher than that. The average mall lease rate, again, this is blended, expanded by about 1% at 1,155, despite the fact that we have provincial malls that have lower average rental per square meter. Same store sales growth still grew by 3%, and same mall rental growth at about 8%. So again, continued positive statistics for the mall business. We also launched or started construction on 419,000 square meters of leasable space in 2015. The biggest of which is the Manila Bay project, 232,000, a very big mall in that Wenceslao property in between City of Dreams and Soler in the, I guess, Manila Bay area, no, not Bay Area project. And then, of course, other big ones like Capital Central in Bacolod, Cloverleaf, IT Park in Cebu, and then, of course, Park Triangle and Ayala Triangle Gardens. No, so collectively, if you add that to our ongoing projects, we now have about 818,000 square meters of leasable space that are in various stages of construction, the bulk of which will come in 2018. About 500,000 square meters will be operational by 2018. Again, these are all in line with what we intend to do, which is really to increase the recurring income side of the business. So this year we will be launching more so that we will achieve our target by 2020. On offices, we also expanded the leasable space by 17% and ended at 715,000 square meters of leasable space. Effectively the net addition was about 78,000, coming primarily from Bonifacio, Alabang, Bonifacio and Alabang and Cebu, effectively. So total offices at 715, average occupancy rate was at 84%, but this again includes those that are still fitting out. If you look at lease out rate, it's actually at 94%. And average lease rate was up, blended at 3% year on year. The 5% rental escalation continued to be triggered on a per building basis. Now for 2015, we also started construction or launched offices accounting for 128,000 square meters of gross leasable area. And these are primarily Ayala Triangle Tower 2. Manila Bay will have an office component. We're building a big mall. Of course, UP, we have another building P, 10,000. And in Bonifacio Global City, about 34,000 square meters of GLA. So if you add that to the portfolio of offices being constructed, we actually have a total of 715,000 square meters that will come on stream in the next 3 years, so most of which will come in or will be operational within the next 3 years. And again, similar to malls, we expect to launch more in the coming years to enable us to achieve our objectives. For hotels, we ended 2015 with a total of 2,324 rooms, which still included the Intercon, which we just closed. So that will be a little bit below 2,000 now. But the performance continued to be quite favorable. Revenue per available room was up 1% for hotels, 13% for resorts. primarily coming from the increase in average occupancy. We also launched started construction on an additional 822 rooms in 2015 from Mandarin in Ayala Triangle. The Bay Area, mall office, will actually have a hotel component, SEDA, 351 rooms. Of course, Bacolod will also have a SEDA hotel. And our, Leo development in El Nido, we will build a bed and breakfast units, initially at 42 rooms. Eventually, we'll expand more. So collectively, we now have about 2,781 rooms in various stages of construction, a significant number of which will come on stream in the next, 2017 and 2018, and also 2019. So we are on track again on our plan to reach the 5,000 or 6,000 room target. So again, just by way of update on the 2020-40 plan, so trajectory-wise, we are on track to achieving our 40 billion target. This year was 19% growth in bottom line. And as you know, we are still committed towards achieving the mix of 50-50 between horizontal and vertical for the residential development business, and which will account for 50% of the business by 2020, and the other 50% from leasing, primarily coming from about 3x GLA growth for all the three leasing type of business. In terms of, statistics, we continue to improve margins on the EBIT side as a result of continued cost containment, which translates, aside from that, GAE ratio also continues to go down. This too translates to an uplift in NIAT margin. Consolidated actually is before the share of minority interest, gross to gross. But if you take into account only the share of Ayala Land, it's a lower number because of a lower number relative to a higher gross. But actually, this is the true margin, the net income margin that we actually realize as a group. And of course, ROE follows suit. Although the improvements in ROE moving forward will be more gradual, given that we intend to invest heavily in building up a recurring business, which require quite a bit of capital. So for 2015, we launched a total of 53 projects worth 124 billion, 35 of which were residential and office for sale, 7 shopping centers, 4 offices and 4 hotels and resorts, and 3 estates. We continue to expand aggressively across all business segments. On residential sales take-up, we continue to increase take-up rates. Malls, these are the GLAs of both operational as well as under construction, which continue to move up. And similarly for office and hotels, the trajectory remains up and positive.
Is that it?
Oh, there it is.
Okay, so for... let me backtrack a little bit. So for land bank, Okay, so this is the plan on record which we communicated to you when we launched our 2020-40 plan. So basically what we're saying is we will continue to pursue this plan based on our current outlook. And in terms of the land bank footprint, as I mentioned earlier, 55 growth centers is the current footprint. An increase of 10 from 45 the year before. And we now have a total of about close to 9,000 hectares of land, about 1,000 hectares of which are in-city within the major cities across the entire Philippines, and the balance of about 8,000 in the suburban areas. So that this should provide us the platform for growth as we expand our business moving forward. And for 2016 CapEx, we are looking at about 85 billion pesos, slightly higher than the 82 billion that we spent in 2015. Allocation for land acquisition will only be about 18%, about 15 billion. The rest will be spent to expand the core businesses, fund the continued construction of residential, malls, offices, and hotels, as well as the development of estates and other investments that may come our way, you know? Which actually this includes our investment in MCT Berhad, our Malaysian investment under Ali Capital, or under International rather. So again, in summary, the year went well, 19% growth in earnings to 17.6 on the back of revenue growth of 13%. Margins improved across all the product lines. Balance sheet remained solid, supportive of growth. CapEx at 82 billion, and it was still a very aggressive year at 122 billion worth of launches in many of the estates, including the three that we launched, the new ones that we launched last year.